One of Alaska's largest tribal organizations, the Association of Village Council Presidents, laid off 30 employees in late December. The organization is the regional nonprofit corporation for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta's 56 tribes. Now, leaders from four Western Alaska tribes have filed a resolution calling for an open investigation. AVCP has made no official statement about why the layoffs occurred, but documents obtained by KYUK reveal misappropriation of federal grant dollars spanning nearly a decade. KYUK's Lakedra Chavis reports.
The money is from AVCP's Temporary Assistance for Needy Families Fund, or TANF. TANF is a federal program under the Department of Health and Human Services aimed at helping economically disadvantaged families. Email transcripts from 2008 show then AVCP Grants Compliance Officer Hansel Mathlaw raising concerns after a financial report revealed 25% of AVCP's social services director's salary was being paid with TANF funds. The director, Pat Sampson, didn't work for the TANF program. But then AVCP Vice President Zach Brink responded to Mathlaw's email saying he has done a lot of TANF work. Documents indicate Sampson's salary was more than $96,000 at the time. Sampson left AVCP a few years ago, citing exhaustion. He worked there for more than two decades.
And in that time, did you work for any TANF programs?
Not that I recall. I did not work for TANF.
And were you aware that 25% of your salary was paid for using TANF funds?
No, I was not aware of that.
Then, in 2009, AVCP President Myron Nanning and the nonprofit's senior chairperson formally requested the organization to use up to $500,000 each year in TANF funds to sustain the corporation's aircraft maintenance and flight school. Former AVCP TANF director Jolene Gearhart says the federal department denied the request. But between 2010 and 2011, at least three checks totaling $250,000 each went from the AVCP TANF account to fund the flight school. But federal directors repeatedly told AVCP administrators that TANF monies couldn't be used to fund the school's operating costs. Jolene Gearhart was the AVCP TANF program director from 2010 to 2013. She says during her time, at least two of these checks were signed.
There was checks that were made out, but I didn't authorize those monies.
Gearhart says she started digging into previous years and estimates the amount of TANF money taken to fund the flight school is much higher than $750,000.
What I found, it was a little more than $1 million while I was the director. It was $500,000 total, two separate times.
Gearhart says it's pretty hard to misuse federal TANF grant money. There are extensive trainings and even annual conferences directors can attend.
I'm pretty sure the past director or deputy director would have advised them the correct uses of TANF monies. The TANF program has been with AVCP since 2000 or shortly before that.
Gearhart says she repeatedly raised concerns about the use of TANF monies to her superiors, Myron Nanning and AVCP Vice President Mike Hoffman. In one particular meeting with Nanning, Gearhart says he dismissed her concerns.
I really didn't appreciate that kind of a response because my concerns to me, you know, they were really important misuse of TANF money.
On a different occasion, she says she was asked to resubmit the letter Nanning sent to TANF in 2009. When a federal TANF representative told her the funds couldn't be used to cover flight school operating costs, she applied for funds to cover school tuition for TANF-eligible students. Email transcripts show that this is allowed, but Gearhart says when she looked over the paperwork, the number of TANF-eligible students in the program compared to the amount of TANF funds taken didn't match up. Gearhart was fired from AVCP in early 2013. She says her supervisor, Mike Hoffman, told her it was due to insubordination.
I continued to let my supervisor know these are inappropriate uses. It needs to stop. And because I didn't stop, I believe I was terminated because I wasn't willing to keep my mouth quiet and walk the other way and let it continue to happen.
Later that year, the flight school, which had been open for about a decade, shut down due to what Nanning described as diminished federal funding and high operational costs. A spokesman from the federal TANF department says they are currently not investigating AVCP regarding the misuse of funds and did not respond to any further questions. After more than a dozen interview requests, AVCP President Myron Nanning declined to comment and referred all questions to his spokesperson, AVCP Vice President Mike Hoffman. Hoffman declined to comment as well. Now, less than a year after Nanning's re-election as AVCP President, leaders of four village tribes, Akiak, Akiachuk, Kwikluk, and Tuluksak, are calling for a special meeting ahead of the annual conference, an investigation into AVCP, and for the organization's top directors to be placed on administrative leave. Mike Williams is the leader of the Yupiat Nation and helped draft the resolution.
They need more explanation rather than because of economic conditions.
He says tribes just want to see the region working together. If there's no response from AVCP leadership by January 15th, the resolution calls for Nanning's resignation. Williams says tribal leaders who filed the resolution are still waiting to hear back. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Lakidra Chavis.